The most prestigious award in American print journalism was announced today at Columbia University. The Pulitzer Prizes also recognize distinguished works of literature, drama, and music. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports on today's honorees.
Almost exactly a year ago, a massive tornado ripped through Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
It was pretty chaotic. At first we were getting a lot of reports of trees down, and then we started hearing this building is gone, this entire corner is gone. This intersection is gone. There are bodies in the streets.
Catherine Lee is the city editor of the Tuscaloosa News. The staff won a Pulitzer for breaking news. That's a tough category right now as papers struggle to report in real time. Lee says her staff had just finished a social media session about how to tweet news and photos. In the face of wrenching disaster, that's exactly what they did.
One of my reporters lives in one of the hardest hit areas, and his apartment was gone. And he texted me and said, "My apartment's gone. I've got my notebook. I'll stay out here." And he reported that night, even though he had no place to go.
The Pulitzer for investigative reporting was shared this year by the Seattle Times and the Associated Press. Mike Oreskes is a senior managing editor at the AP. He says its coverage of the New York City Police Department spying on Muslim communities is ongoing.
This is one of the central debates facing the country right now. Where should we draw the line between freedoms and safety? And it is not an easy decision. And from our point of view as a news gathering organization, it's not our job to decide where to draw that line. It is our job to help people with facts.
One of the youngest new Pulitzer winners is 24-year-old Sarah Ghanem for local reporting on a story that captured national interest. She helped break the sex scandal surrounding Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky. She discussed a 1998 incident on NPR.
Basically, the child came home from a tour of the Penn State football building with Jerry Sandusky. He came home and he told his mom, "If you're wondering why my hair is wet, it's because we took a shower together." And then he ran into his bedroom and slammed the door, and she says she immediately called police.
That case was closed without charges. Other Pulitzers went to the Philadelphia Inquirer for public service reporting on school violence. The National Reporting Pulitzer went to the Huffington Post for a series about the challenges facing veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. As it happens, the Pulitzer winner for poetry spent a day at a newsroom, NPR's. Tracy K. Smith was a sort of poet in residence here, and she said poetry helps her make sense of the headlines.
I often find that news events are things I'm thinking about and wrestling with and trying to understand better. So writing a poem is one of the first approaches that I take to trying to understand something a little bit better.
A few surprises this year. No award was given for fiction. And no one anticipated a win for drama by playwright Chiara Alegria Hudes for her play Water by the Spoonful. The late scholar Manning Marable won in history for his book Malcolm X, A Life in Reinvention. And in music, the award went to the first opera by composer Kevin Putz.
Lächerlich. Spring, jawohl, Herr Leutnant.
Silent Night, an opera in two acts, is based on the real truce between German, French, and Scottish soldiers on Christmas Eve during World War I. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
Auf einem Schloss, etwa 30 Kilometer von hier.
As Netta mentioned, Tracy K. Smith, today's Pulitzer winner for poetry, was also All Things Considered's first news poet. She spent a day with us back in January and wrote this poem based on the news that day.
New Road Station. History is in a hurry. It moves like a woman corralling her children onto a crowded bus. History spits, go. Go, go, lurching at the horizon, hammering the driver's headrest with her fist. Nothing else moves. The flies settle in place, watching with their million eyes, never bored. The crows strike their bargain with the breeze. They cluck and caw at the women in their frenzy, the ones who suck their teeth, whose skirts are bathed in mud. But history is not a woman, and it is not the crowd forming in a square. It is not the bright swarm of voices chanting no and now, or even the rapt silence of a room where a film of history is right now being screened. Perhaps history is the bus that will only wait so long before cranking its engine and barreling down the road. Maybe it is the voice coming in through the radio like a long-distance call, or the child in the crook of his mother's arm who believes history must sleep inside a tomb or the belly of a bomb.
That poem titled New Road Station by Tracy K. Smith, our first news poet, and as of today, a Pulitzer Prize winner. Be sure to tune in later this month when we welcome our next poet in residence, Monica Yoon. You're listening to All Things Considered.